Well, yesterday, news that the mastermind behind the October 7th, 2023 terror attack on Israel was killed by Israeli forces. What has the reaction been in Washington? We turn now to Karen Travers, who's joining us live this morning. All right, Karen, the president is in Germany today, but obviously keeping up to date on what's happening in the Middle East. What's his reaction been?
Yeah, the president just spoke about this a few moments ago while delivering remarks in Germany and reiterated much of what he had said yesterday on the tarmac. And in the statement, he said, you know, this is a good day and that this now presents an opportunity for peace in Gaza. The president had said that it's a good day for Israel, for the U.S. and for the world because that Sinwar had blood on his hands. And for the Israelis, the president said yesterday, this brings relief. Comparing it to the feeling among Americans after the raid back in 2011 that killed Osama bin Laden. But he said that this opportunity now is for the day after in Gaza, a day after without Hamas in power, saying that Sinwar was an insurmountable obstacle to achieving a political settlement between the Israelis and the Palestinians. The president spoke yesterday to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to offer congratulations on this mission that killed Sinwar and said that they had spoken about how they can use this moment now to make this happen, to reach a ceasefire, to end the war in Gaza, and bring the hostages home. The president said he was more optimistic that all of that can happen now because of Sinwar's death. And the White House was very clear that they believe that Sinwar was a massive obstacle, as Jake Sullivan, the National Security Advisor, put it, to peace there, and that that obstacle has now been removed.
Well, an obstacle removed, but it seems like a lot still remains to come to any realization. Even though Netanyahu said that the war could end tomorrow if hostages are returned, we've seen time and time again, though, Karen, just because a leader of a group goes away, that doesn't mean the group or the ideology goes with him.
Absolutely. You know, and the feeling is, of course, that when you remove the leader, that it decimates the group and that makes it more difficult for the group and could make the group more likely to want to try and negotiate. Now, the big thing, too, still has been getting those hostages released. And that is something that the administration continues to work on. But, you know, we've talked about this before, you and I, how the administration has been optimistic at various points along the way, only to see talks break down. And, you know, I think it was striking to hear Jake Sullivan, the National Security Advisor, yesterday say that at various points, Sinwar was more interested in causing mayhem, chaos, and death than actually trying to reach a ceasefire and hostage deal. And he said at those moments, it was him who stood in the way of the progress. So they really do feel that perhaps restarting or, you know, reinvigorating the negotiations could actually be fruitful this time.
Karen, thanks so much for the update. Karen Travers joining us live from Washington.